Now I'm out of they dang reach. How would you feel if wanted you kill? You probably move to a new house on a new hill and choose a new spot if wanted you shot. I ain't a thug. How much Tupac in you you got? I ain't no neither. It's either my life or your life, and I ain't leaving. I like breathing. We can go round for round, 4 pound for pound. If you really wanna take it there, we can. Just remember that you with a family man. I got a lot more to lose than you. Remember that when you wanna come and fill these shoes.
Watch. Everywhere that I go ain't the same as before. Watch. People I used to know just don't know me no more. But everywhere that I go,
oh my God, you know what time it is, y'all. It's the Monday Hangover. Mondays at 9. I'm sure it's the last show. It is the last show. The last show. My levels are up.
My levels are up. My levels are good.
Can you hear me?
Can you? Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Yeah. What are you?
Do we need a
problem? Hello. Oh, okay, I can hear myself.
I am numero.
Oh, according to this label, I am mic 3.
Uh-oh.
Can I hear myself, right?
Technical difficulties.
Who needs labels? You got me.
Exactly.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Good.
I can't hear me.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit? Can you hear me now?
Can you
hear me now?
On the floor, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Oh,
sorry.
Yes. Oh,
I think I
hear me,
but I'm not sure.
I can hear you.
Oh.
I can hear myself. Woo! Am I loud? Am I hot? Am I coming in hot?
Okay, let's talk about what's really important. Can y'all hear me now? Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Shut up.
I can't hear you.
You're the only person I can hear.
I prefer not to hear you.
Anyways, shut up, y'all. You know what time it is. Little Bear just asked to be my friend on Facebook.
I'm friends with him.
Oh, my God.
I posted something on his wall.
Little Bear.
I said, hey, do I know you? I think I've seen you around campus.
DJ Swag, DJ Flavor in the house. We're coming to you for just one last show. We shortened it up a little bit to talk about the good stuff. You know, we talk about sports and stuff. Forget it. That's not what people want to hear. You want to hear the raunchy.
It's all about nasty, the nasty stuff tonight.
The nasty, dirty. Okay, so we're going to get there.
Because loose lips is who.
So first we're going to start out real quick. How was everyone's weekend? Hit me one time.
I don't remember what happened.
Yes.
No, it was good.
And that's exactly why you're on the Monday Hangover.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh my God.
You don't remember it? You had an amazing weekend.
It was 420 weekend. That's all I got to say.
420 weekend. Boat dance weekend.
Boat dance.
I didn't go to boat dance. Boat dance is for squares. Lauren.
So,
Hyatt.
Lo, how do you feel about that?
You know what? I'm going to agree with you because it was whack, but luckily because I was feeling very good.
She got her, you know, Monday hangover going on.
I really did. But it was all right.
No, it wasn't. Don't lie.
No, it wasn't like, yeah, this is fun. I'm glad I
paid
$30.
Last year was better, huh? Because you asked me. Yeah.
So much fun last year, darling.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Wasn't next year, same. 21.
It's not even worth it to go up there.
I met my niece for the first time.
I saw the picture.
I played her the uke.
I know she's the uke for us again tonight. Right?
I will. I'm gonna play for y'all too. But she was crying. It was the cutest thing. She was crying and like, good out. Yes, that was all Diet Coke.
Oh my god.
You're such
like some Diet Coke and salsa came up.
That's so nasty.
Sorry about that.
Oh, this is DJ Lucky, BT Dubs. My show's on Wednesdays from 9 to 10. Loose Lips. Talk about the nasty.
The nasty.
Hey, this is a fish burrito, so just so you know.
A fish?
A fish.
So if let's talk about smell, eating food in the studio because we're supposed to be doing
that. Wait, like
that.
O fish or a fish?
At first I thought, wait, so like a fish burrito.
Not like an official, like official.
Yeah,
official burrito.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This is like a big burrito, so I was like, a fish. All right, that burrito's going down. Then like, no, it's fish. There's fish in it. That's not.
Look at her pounding this stuff down over here.
How hungry are you over there?
I'm really hungry.
Thirsty too? Drink up.
Mm-hmm. I'm thirsty.
We know.
Yeah, you thirsty trick. Anyways. Should we take a break or should we just go straight into it?
Let's just go straight for an hour.
Let's just do it for an hour.
No commercial breaks.
No breaks. All right.
I feel like we're going to have to take some kind of break.
Nope.
I think these are gonna
I'll sing for a break. I'll sing the national anthem.
Please, oh, God, help us.
Wait, no. I have that on my phone.
All right, listen. Turn my swag on, BZs. First up, Josh Hutcherson. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
Yes.
He's from The Hunger Games, but he's not Liam.
Then that's not
he's
fun.
He's the one that, like, plays a little, like...
He's hot.
I don't know who it is.
He's the one who's a partner.
I barely saw the previews. I just
he's
know
partners with
it.
Her.
Yeah. So he's a little bitch one. That's like, oh my god, I just want you to love me.
Yeah, but that kind of doesn't make him hot at all.
Yeah. No. Okay. So this is what I have to say about him, right? In real life, apparently he's getting so much play from the ladies right now, and he has his own like little organization. It's called Straight Not Narrow. Or something like that. It's basically like to bridge the gap between the heterosexual community and the homosexual community.
It's like our show.
Because his uncles are gay, so it's actually really cool.
It's like our show.
It's exactly like our show. Our show is community service to all the gays and all the straights.
Your show just makes me gay.
Yeah.
Like I'm bisexual because of your show.
4-to-1 ratio.
Oh my god! Everything just goes back to it.
That 4-to-1 ratio, man, is gonna make me go gay all the way. Gay all the way.
What's 4-to-1 ratio?
No, I'll have to explain that one to you.
Yeah. Well,
basically what happens is
you get it 4 nights.
In a relationship with a lesbian, studs tend to please a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily want to receive all the time. We just get a rush out of giving.
Noelle gets off by giving.
So I definitely get off by giving. So basically there's like a 4-to-1 ratio going. Like I'll hit you 4 nights in a week, get it good, you're like, oh, yeah, 4 nights in a week, and all I need is that 1 night of the week.
That's why it's on my bucket list.
4-to-1, right?
No, that's why it's on my bucket list.
We're going to meet MK, like, a year down the road. We're going to meet her. She's going to be all smiles, completely happy. We're going to be, how you doing? She's like, you know,
I'm
feeling that
4-to-1 ratio
right now.
No, you're going to get a wedding invitation, and it's going to be like, me marrying a girl. That's how it's gonna be.
I'd
be
like, Mary Kay Junkhouse.
I'd be like, oh, it must have been her girl crush.
Rihanna.
No, so yeah, that's basically what it is, that 4-to-1 ratio that I like to talk about. Yeah, so, you know, we just give a lot. We're just really giving people. Yep. That's that 4-to-1 ratio. But, so anyways, Josh Hutcherson, I decide, in real life, has swag.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Yeah.
In the Hunger Games life, though, no swag. For real? Like, begging this chick to like you the entire time? The whole did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
Did you see it?
Carly seen
I'm
it.
I've seen it.
Okay. And isn't he like a little pussy bedwetter
for
it? Like,
he is. He's
language. You're gonna go on timeout.
No, I'm not. Don't put me.
What? What'd you say?
A pussy bedwetter.
I'm gonna put you on timeout.
I didn't say he was a pussy. I said he was a pussy bedwetter.
Wait, pussy's not a bad word. I say that word all the time on my show.
Yeah, loose lips. Anyways,
and I say bitch.
That's
and
such double meaning.
Anyways, so yeah, swag in real life for all the good that he does the world.
Trying to get that necklace.
No swag. Oh, she's trying to get a necklace though.
A necklace.
I'm trying to get a necklace. Oh,
she's
speaking
to get
of which,
necklace?
No,
I thought necklace was blowjob. Is it also going down on a girl?
Yeah,
too?
It could be anything in that region for anyone.
Anything to get that, you know.
Anything to get the white, to get the white pearls.
Yeah, to get the white pearls. That
got
necklace?
It. Got it.
Yeah. I remember that one show. Speaking, Mary Kate, like, hey, all showed to
speaking,
figure out what we were talking about.
That shit
listen,
out for
listen.
My life.
Speaking of a necklace, though, it's my girl Sequoia. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday. Everyone say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sequoia.
She's I like to call her Mrs. Nixon. She's dating my friend Talia. Talia is also a stud, so she knows all about the 4-to-1 ratio. So shout out to Sequoia. Happy birthday. Get your birthday sex. 4-to-1 ratio. Get that necklace. Get that necklace, and she's probably gonna hate me right now.
Get
she's about
necklace,
to blow
girl.
Me up, but anyways.
Oh, is she listening?
Always.
Oh, even
her and T
happy,
always
happy
listen.
Birthday.
And then so next up, I got Chelsea Handler. She love always
her.
Has swag.
I love Chelsea. Have you read her books?
No, I don't.
Oh my god, she's my hero. Can you see me being a Chelsea Handler one day?
Yeah,
you are Chelsea Handler.
You are.
Oh my
yeah,
god, I love.
Out. I can totally see this now.
She's my hero, man.
I can understand that.
She's so annoying and rude. That's
what
I can consider myself.
She's so annoying and rude, but she's my hero.
She's my hero.
She's my hero.
I'm going to be here one day. I'm going to have a Mary Kate lately.
Did you just call yourself a bitch practically?
I am a bitch. Yeah,
she's
I know
a
I'm a bitch.
But we love you for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't mad at it. No, but
I'm not rude, but I'm a bitch.
But the reason that
most of the girls
I decided that
bitches.
She made this Turn My Swag On segment is because she keeps it so real about Angelina Jolie. She says the meanest stuff about Angelina Jolie. Like, recently, she just was in a magazine. It was, like, Elle or something like that. And basically, she was just like, listen, the bitch, is a homewrecker. And, like, just starts going off. She's not good company. If I saw her down the street, I wouldn't want to be her friend. Like, she just goes off, keeps it so real. Just so happens that she's best pals with Jennifer Aniston.
She is a homewrecker. Yeah. She ruined Jennifer Aniston's life.
Yeah.
But she's doing her own thing now.
She's doing her own thing.
Jennifer Aniston.
She's got it going on for her.
But I just think it's so bossy how, like, Chelsea Handler keeps it so real. You know how Angelina Jolie's always like, oh, well, I never really had a lot of girlfriends. I always had a lot of guy friends.
I wonder why.
Well, Chelsea Handler was like, you wonder why you always had a bunch of guy friends? Because you're a see you next Tuesday. She starts going off on her show. It was awesome. So, swag.
I bet she gave a lot of necklaces to all of her little
I bet you she gave
friends.
A ton of necklaces. She
with probably, those big lips of hers.
Oh, man. I want to get a necklace from her.
I want to get it. Even though I don't like her very much, and I think the whole Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are engaged thing is totally overblown, I would definitely get a necklace from Angelina Jolie.
Definitely get a necklace?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Try those
there's
lips
a,
out.
There's a long list of girls.
We went over this.
She'll be on there.
Yeah.
I
remember this.
Yeah.
That'd be like the 4-to-1 right there.
Mm. I feel like she'd be a little more on the receiving side.
No, yeah. I would go 4-to-1 on her.
4-to-1 on her, though.
I'd say her and Mila Kunis. I remember we talked about that one time, too.
Oh, yeah. God.
She's just
I'd go 18-to-1 for Mila Kunis.
18-to-1.
You'd go 18-to-0 for her.
Yeah, I really would.
Megan Fox, I would go 364-to-1. Just my birthday. That's all I need.
Just
can't
my
be mad
birthday.
At that. I can't be mad at you.
You know, just please me on my birthday. Next up, Kim Kardashian.
Oh
I'm tired of her.
I'm sick of her.
Kanye.
No swag.
Kanye.
I'm tired of her banging people and getting famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that irritates me. That she basically just has sex with all the right people and flaunts it, and that's why she's famous. I'm yes. tired of it. I don't want it. Too short said it. You just a bitch.
She's
you
a fat whore. She has too big of a butt. I don't like it.
That's all she's famous for is being a slut and her ass.
Right? That's
Think
what I'm saying.
It.
That's what I'm saying. She made
and
a sex tape
sex
with
video,
Ray J
which
and
is
all
gross.
Of a sudden she was
Ray
famous.
J?
And Ray J too. Ray J's on here too. He's I also put no swag. Like,
no swag ever. Ever.
He
that
owes
show he did kill them.
He owes a South Carolina radio station $26,000 for not showing up. because he got paid $20,000 up front.
That's sad. Poor them.
Poor them. Yeah, because we know what it's like when people don't show up.
Brie.
Doo-doo mama.
Doo-doo. We got her to come in last week for the first time in like a month.
Yeah.
She's in the library right now.
Yeah.
Doing her study grind.
I don't care.
Okay, how much homework do I have to do? How much homework all of us should be doing right now?
I just need a text message saying, hey, I'm not going to show up. Instead of me sitting there calling.
Blowing her up, being like, where are you? Yeah.
No, for real. No. I feel like a crazy ass. I don't know why she owns a
phone. Me and Swag get like that sometimes. We're like, oh, well, 30 minutes into our show. I wonder if we're going to have someone show up today.
Yeah.
Pop the window open.
Have you guys seen Kim Kardashian's sex video?
I saw a little bit of it.
I watched the whole thing, and it was gross.
Was it?
It grossed me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Ray J was wearing his socks the entire time.
That's awkward.
I just don't, you know.
Take your socks off.
I feel like having sex, that's just one, like, clothing material. I just couldn't keep on, like, a shirt, a bra, something like that. But
that,
like,
makes sense. But socks
is just
like so random. It's like him keeping his underwear on and just and having, like, his penis poking out.
Yeah, that's and really like awkward.
how do you like not, you know? Because I feel like when you're sex and
you're like using that, your feet,
and
that
you might be using your feet and pushing, like,
there's like friction on the rug. Yeah, shock in,
like,
there.
And your socks aren't coming off. You're not doing it right if your socks aren't coming off.
Seriously,
that's the first thing I take off.
You get hot.
We get going with the necklace. I'm like, whoa, gotta take my socks off.
Oh god, yeah.
Don't even start with socks on. Then you don't gotta worry about it.
No, that's the sexiest part, when they take off through your socks. Just
nice roll and slow, so for me.
You roll it off.
You like slow it down for it. Me, baby. Slow it down for me.
Did you just wipe your face with the cup? Did I see that? Like, you got it back. Sorry. I saw that.
I'm struggling. And my nose is sweating because it's also so
I
hot.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm freaking out. I drank my Diet Coke so quick, I don't have anything to, like. I was looking for some mints.
Anyways, moving on. I have decided that if I don't have the show, I need to say this now, because if we don't have the show next semester, which we probably won't because Stu drives me insane, but
we could do an hour for fun.
We could. Adele will always have swag.
Yes.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Forever have swag. Adele, she's fat and she doesn't ever have backup singers and she still rocks the fucking show.
Like, oh, yeah. And
her voice is amazing.
Like just anyone.
You just said the F word, BT Dubs.
Oh, I said.
You said rock the effing show.
Oh my gosh. That's how bad it's gotten. That is just automatic.
She posted a picture on Twitter of her In-N-Out burger and said, like, look at me now, or like, screw the haters.
And I love her for that. She's just too badass.
Yeah. She's true to herself.
She's on my list just because she's got some confidence.
She's true to herself. And she's got an amazing voice.
Yeah.
I might want her to keep her socks on, though.
Keep her socks on? I can't do the socks. I just.
Wait, did you say she made it on your list?
There's a lot of girls on my list, Lauren.
Adele?
You're on my list.
Adele's on your list?
And Lauren Hyatt.
Would you 4-to-1 ratio her, or would you expect her to 4-to-1 ratio you?
She would have to 4-to-1 ratio.
Let's be real.
Let's be real. She has some thick fingers, if you've seen them. Oh my god. She's got some Chubbs fingers.
Yes.
Like, that's what I like to hear. Sausage links.
That's that good life. Anyways, moving on. Chris Hemsworth. So, I haven't really talked about him ever, and I'm sure you guys don't really know who he is.
Well, yeah, why are we bringing him up?
He's the guy from Thor.
Mm. Why are we bringing him up?
Because I was just looking at him, and then I looked at his wife, who's pregnant, and they're gorgeous together.
Oh, yes. They are gorgeous
together.
They're
fine. Yeah, like, they are so hot.
They look like Greek gods.
They really make amazing babies. Like a Zeus and Aphrodite sort of
thing.
Uh-huh. Yes. And he's got like these beautiful eyes, and then she's beautiful and like blonde. Oh my god. Oh,
their baby's gonna be gorgeous.
Yeah. And so I decided to give them swag this week because I was like, wow,
as a family
it's a family swag.
That's cute.
That's rare. You don't really give out many family swags.
Yeah, but you know what, they're just so good looking, like ridiculously good looking.
You can't help but cut yourself.
Yeah,
whenever you look at them.
Yeah, like you can't. Yeah.
What?
What do you mean? Cut yourself when you look at them because you're jealous.
Avery Jaff, DJ Avery Jaff.
Yes.
He just hit me up on Facebook. He says, ask MK, DJ Lucky, to talk about what Kevin Love looks like now.
Oh my God. Kevin Love is a dime. I posted a picture of him on my Facebook. And thank you, Avery Jaff,
yeah,
BT Dubs,
I know,
for
right?
I love Avery.
For asking that lovely question. Okay, last name. Kevin Mitchell? Love. Stop talking when I'm talking, Lauren. Kevin Love.
She's coming in acting like she owns the place right now. Her radio show. This is our radio show, first
okay,
of
wait,
all.
Wait, wait, wait. Go look at my Facebook, my wall, and go look at the picture of Kevin Love. He shaved off his beard. He looks so young, but he is cute.
Just flip it, yeah. Flip
he is adorable now. I know Avery can vouch with me. Like,
yeah, Avery thinks he's hot too.
Yeah, Avery is talking about him all day with me.
Hey, we have 144 mutual friends.
You and I?
Yeah, that's how you know it's real.
That's true friendship.
Oh, Jaffy like Taffy. Sorry.
What?
Oh, good. I've always wondered. Thank you for the clarifying that.
Avery Jaffy.
Not Jaff.
What did I say?
No,
we've been calling him Jaff.
I'm going to keep calling him Jaff.
Yeah, I like Jaff. Sorry.
Avery Jaff.
I like that it rhymes with Taffy.
It sounds
though.
Like giraffe. Jaff.
Yeah. I don't know can why this him? Isn't working.
Go on my wall, homie.
I'm on your
I have
wall.
The timeline now, which
whoa!
Sucks.
Whoa! The see. Timeline.
Oh, I thought you found it.
Do you guys know what Kevin Love looks like? He's kind of like
yeah.
Rustic.
Oh, it's about to get real.
He's a little rustic and...
This is him now?
Yeah, dude. He like completely changed.
He looks younger.
He looks like a baby, but he's so cute.
That looks like him in at UCLA. Like back
I know.
In the day.
Look how cute he is. Oh, he's on my list.
On the girl list though?
No, I have a guy and a girl list.
Oh, okay.
I haven't said that many guys on my guy list. No. It's more I appreciate women more than I do men. You know?
Yeah, I do too.
Appreciate women's body more than a man's body.
I do. I yeah. don't like
women's bodies are better. To
I don't
look
like
at.
Men's bodies. I don't like watching porn and looking at guys. I'd rather look at a girl during porn than a guy during porn.
You know, it makes sense. Me too.
I think penises are weird.
Yeah, they are.
It's not like it's attractive.
They're
it's
extremities.
Just kind of there
they're
and
extremities.
It, yeah. It's just kind of there and it does a job
like,
for you. It's
yeah.
not like
and it always
it's
like
when guys
you.
Send you a picture of it and you're like, really, is that supposed to do something for me?
Yeah. Mm. And you know when
it's kind of different with a girl sending you a picture of her half naked. That I mean I can understand you getting turned on by that, but
yeah.
getting turned on by a picture of your penis, it's just not
penises
different
have
for
like
me.
Minds of their own.
Yeah,
too,
it's just not
you know?
Different for me. It's like one little eyed monster.
You know what?
I don't hate you.
I've never asked for pictures of vaginas.
No, vaginas are gross bodies. Too.
Yeah, no, like because I know my friend at work, he always gets naked pictures, but he gets all these girls to send him these naked pictures.
Wait, is this the
Spencer? And it's hilarious because they're literally sending like pictures
like
vagina. Like the lips are back.
Oh.
And I'm like, does
I
that,
hate
I was
that
like, does
term.
That, I was like, does that turn you on? Because as a lesbian, it wouldn't turn me on. Like I would want a picture of a girl half naked, but not show like a teaser, nice you know, like if I'm getting a picture, I kind of want a teaser because I kind of want to like imagine, you know,
yeah.
I don't need
teasing
this.
Is always better.
Yeah, can you imagine this girl taking this picture? Like all the takes she took, like,
all right.
How, oh, that's not the right angle. Oh, wait, the shadow. Oh, wait, I need to move
wait,
it a little
lip,
higher.
That lip
needs
looks
to come
weird.
A little higher up and oh,
yeah.
So what did he say? Did he say you got turned on by?
Yeah, he said, yeah.
That's
he
gross.
Also says he kind of just does it just to see if it happens.
That's gross. I think vagina terms are like the grossest, like the words for vagina,
like
lips,
vagina,
lips, like labia.
This coming from the girl
isn't
who's,
that gross?
Whose radio show is Loose Lips. This coming from the DJ Lucky, Loose Lips.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about talking lips. Well, that can mean.
Yeah, that can have a double standard too.
I'm talking about mouth lips.
Yeah. All right, we need to get off this subject. Next
we need to get off the lip subject.
I have on the list Kevin Federline's aunt, Daisy Story.
Interesting.
Oh, God.
She just wrote an erotic novel. Get this. It's about K-Fed and Spears.
That's gross.
Awkward.
Yeah, it's.
That's
years.
Awkward.
And it's called Pop Baby Kissy Douce.
Wait, what?
Is this is this our language?
It's like no.
Is this like baby language?
The last word is D O U C E T. Is it like
douce?
I thought it was douce.
I'll just say
douche. Pop baby kissy douce. It's an erotic novel about her nephew and his ex-wife.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Why do you know so much?
Yeah.
She probably made it up.
Yeah, it's probably lies.
But still, like that's weird.
Why would you even pick that topic?
Yeah. So no swag to
anything
Aunt, to Aunt Daisy. No swag.
Aunt Daisy, no.
Also,
Aunt Daisy, no.
This chick in Atlanta, Raquel Bailey. She just spent $1,500, the last of her money, on a billboard that says, "Attention, top filmmaker in Atlanta. Let me be your next leading lady." It was for Tyler Perry. So she just went out and took all the money that she has and said, "I need a billboard." So she got this billboard. It says that. It's got a picture of her. And basically, she's trying to get Tyler Perry's attention so that he'll put her in his next movie.
What are the chances of him driving by that specific billboard?
Well, no, it's not. It's not about driving by.
It's more of like the attention that she's getting.
Yeah,
like, right now
that the media will cover.
Like how Noelle found out.
Yeah,
yeah, right. How the media covers it. And stuff.
You know, or
but
there's
but
Facebook.
Still, still,
I know there's so many.
You know,
Twitter, Facebook. I mean, there's so many other things.
Sounds
out there.
Desperate, like a desperate. Yeah, whore.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. This is a tough economy we
she
live in.
She should just be a stripper then. I would be a stripper over putting up a billboard ad.
Yeah, you make some good money too.
Hell yeah.
I said stripper and a bartender, man.
I'm going to drop out of school and become a stripper.
I'm bartending. I'm going to be a bartender next year.
I'm taking a Pilates class this summer.
Girl.
Bartending.
Best
work,
things ever.
Be an athlete. Go to school. Work at the gym during the day. At night, be a bartender. Get paid plus tips.
We'll get our bartending license.
Together.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yes.
You can get some good bartending discounts on Living Social.
Yeah.
For bartending class.
Awesome. Social. Hook that up.
I just flirt. I get emails every day.
Double the next man.
Next up, Drake. A father? Question mark? Question mark?
A father.
Apparently, there's an Atlantic exotic dancer at Magic City Strip Club.
I can't even hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So, apparently, there's a stripper in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Exotic dancer at the Magic City Strip Club. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she was getting $10,000 a month from somebody. Yeah.
She must be a damn good stripper.
$10,000 a month. No, $10,000 a month because she was pregnant, so she stopped stripping. And she was just getting randomly $10,000 a month from just somebody. And apparently it got out that it's Drake's baby. And that when the baby popped out, it was yellow as hell and had thick eyebrows.
Had those caterpillar eyebrows.
That's how you know it's real. That's how you know it's real.
I'm curious to see what her stripper name is.
Probably like Candy or something like that.
Coming from Magic City.
Nothing
okay.
original.
So, next up, the last, final last one, the most important one of all, Rihanna.
Calm down, MK.
God
calm
damn.
Down.
Mm.
Rihanna went on a date with a girl. Swag.
Woo!
Swag. Mm. There's a chance
MK,
for
that
me.
That could be you. Mm.
That could be me. Let's talk
that
about,
could be
let's
me.
Talk about the real lesbian.
Did she go out with a...
Wait, what's the proof it was
a stud?
Date?
Well, it was a date, and she posted on her Twitter... something about she's beautiful, she's this, she's that, blah, 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 treats me
wait,
good. Will you
hashtag
marry me now? No, Chris never left. Was her name Carucci or something like that?
No, he's dating some model. They're like,
yeah, Carucci.
Love.
Yeah.
Hope he beats her.
I was looking.
I'm just kidding. I don't hope he does it.
I had hope for them again.
Why?
After
are you serious?
You do not
shut
go back to someone that beats you.
Shut your whore mouth.
As everyone starts coughing, but you do not go back to someone that beats you.
Oh, that's awkward.
Ever.
It's awkward. All right, Rihanna, I'll give it to you.
All
girl,
love, all
you're
love.
A badass.
Wait, did she go
Rihanna's
out with
hot.
A stud or like
I don't know.
A femme.
I'm like thinking a lipstick. Fit.
Yeah.
I feel like Rihanna would like be into that.
That's
shit.
Why she would be into me.
Yeah.
But Rihanna's hot.
I tend to change people.
You're right.
Noelle does got it swag. Uh-huh.
It's a competition. We can just have a threesome.
You know? Or we can just take turns. I feel like yeah. you and me in the same setting.
I want her. No, that would
be
a little
super
awkward.
I'll be like, hey. No, it'd probably be a competition. I'll be like, MK, watch this. You'd be like, yeah. Oh, I want to try that. Okay, me next.
So I'll like be taking notes.
Yeah.
No, like,
and
like,
then you put it in.
With the notes. Like, be like, wait, can you lift a little bit higher? I need to get excited.
I'd be like, you got to get in there like this
wait,
to hit the spot.
Wait, put your finger that way. Let me see how that looks from this angle.
Wait, twist your tongue a little bit more to the left. Oh, okay, now I got it. Got it.
Holy shit.
But yeah, so that's all I got for my
how do one. How do you eat someone out?
Like, we're going to get there later.
Oh, God, it just...
Wow, we're getting that serious tonight.
Yep.
We are getting that serious. Should we take a quick break?
We should take a quick break.
All
right.
Yeah, just think about that question.
The Monday Hangover. Keep it locked on the app. radio.dominican.edu.
is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it, check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Fuck Master Flex, love, love, love,
love. I'll never let you part. But you're always in my heart.
Play Misty for me. Yes, that's right. DJ Misty is back and she's coming to you live every Thursday night from 7 to 8 for The Scoop. So tune in and get all your entertainment news here on Radio.
It's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing ice and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good,
So,
and if you don't know, now you know. You know. Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all
good.
And if you don't know, now you know. You know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know.
That's right. So.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Let the beat down in the house. Junior Mafia, Mad Flavor.
I see you, I see you, I see you.
Yeah. Alright.
We'll be right back. Ooh. Tell me when to go.
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 So shake them. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some. Imagine all the Hebrews doing dumb, dancing on top of chariots and turning tight ones. Ooh, tell me when to go. Talking on my Getro on my way to the stop. My second or third trip. Some Henny, some Swishers, and some Listerine strips. Dr. Green Thumb lips just to ease my thoughts. Not just the cops, but the homies you gotta watch. The moon is full, look at the dark cloud. Sitting in my scraper watching Oakland going wild, ta-da. I don't dump mainstream, I knock underground. All that other sugar-coated and watered down. I'm from the Bay where we hyphy and go dump. From the soil where them rappers be getting they lingo from.
Ooh. Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go. Go.
You are back on the Monday Hangover right here on radio.dominica.edu. Got your girl DJ Flavor and DJ Swag in the house. All right, we're going to hit you up with a flavor segment. And this one, I figured would be a fun topic for everyone to talk about. Worst first date or worst date in general is my question. Details is what I want. Worst first date or worst date in general?
Well, I think we should talk to the straight people because usually you guys are the ones that have bad dates because guys kind of fail.
Oh,
fighting words.
I'm trying to think. First dates or just dates in general?
Either one. Whichever one you got, whichever one's worse.
I had one.
Miss, I've never had a cupcake phase over here. Let's see what she has.
Well, I did have a one-night stand on a first date.
I've had that before, but I mean, did it continue into a relationship after
nope,
that? Or
we
just
never talked after that.
Oh.
Yeah, that was
I one. Remember that. You even said, I had a one-night stand.
Yeah.
And you were kind of like, a little indifferent about it. Like, I don't know if I should be stoked. Like, yes, I got my one-night stand out of the way, or I should be like, wow.
My one-night stand, because I have had more than one-night stand.
I was trying to make you sound modest, you know? But it's cool.
I am loose lips.
Oh,
yeah. That sounds so that's not really, something you want to be, like, bragging really about. Bad. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. You know. I have only had 2 one-night stands. That's not bad, right?
No.
I mean, I know.
Yeah, because I know that I've had, like, 50.
Yeah, I know guys that have had, like, 40 one-night stands.
No,
just kidding.
No,
so.
No way.
Because guys are whores.
That's gross.
Yeah,
but guys are whores. I'm not a whore. Like, I just happened to be there.
I had one one-night stand, and it was really bad. It was in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I can't really explain it. It all kind of happened really fast, and next thing you know, it was 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was looking at her like, so do I drive you home? Or
you just felt dirty after, huh?
Yeah, well, because like I remember this chick, I'm not gonna name names, Emily George, but so she's like, she's kind of like a slut, whatever, like, yeah, I knew that, she's cute, and she was just like, whatever. And it was high school, right?
She was way down
and she was like, like, I just was like, hey, do you want to come through? She's like, yeah. So she comes through. Like, she gets right over to my house. And literally within a half hour, we're, like, in my bed going at it. And I was just like, wow, that was quick. Like, I don't even remember talking to you. I didn't even have to get to know you. So, like, is that my fault, though?
No.
Is that my fault that it just happened? Because if I feel like I don't have to try, I feel like I wasn't trying for a one-night stand. That she literally was like that DTF. It just like
she just
that
handed it over on a plate to you. She's like, here you go.
Which is probably why it was a one-night stand. Because after that, I was kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm
not feeling it.
Shout outs to my cousin right now. He just texted me. He told me to shout him out. So shout outs. Love the fam. Anyways. But yeah. So is that my fault? Because I don't feel like it's my fault.
No,
I feel like she already had it in her mind what was going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if a girl has in her mind that she's going to sleep with you, she's going to sleep with you. If she doesn't have it in her mind, then it's going to depend on how the night. It's going to depend on how the night goes and how she feels.
Put a little effort into the night.
Yeah. But if she has it in her mind, you know, I'm going to get it in tonight. Like, it's going down.
There's nothing stopping her.
I had
girls control the bedroom, like girls control sex.
Oh, yeah, that's do. What I'm saying too. And like I have really tried to hook up with somebody, and I've been very successful, but like multiple times. But I'm just saying, like I didn't try. You know what I'm saying? Like if I don't have to try,
it was too easy. For
it
you.
Was, and that's yeah. and that's why it was.
She
like,
likes the challenge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I think right, for a doesn't. Girl that doesn't give it up, like
little victories.
Like a girl like. I was talking to a girl recently, and she was just like, you know, you're not, I'm not, she was coming over, and she's like, I'm not giving up, don't think that you're going to get it. And I didn't. And I was like, so yes, yes, I like that one. That one I want to text every day. That one I want to take home to mom. But the ones who are like, oh yeah, you're hot, I'm hot, let's hook up. It's kind of like, oh, okay, cool. Whatever.
They're fun to have fun with, but they're not.
That's what
you
I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, no, they're fun for fun. But after that, it's kind of like, okay, but
one
you gave it up on
dad,
the first day. Like,
one thing my dad always said is that, well, for my brother or whatever messing around, he says there are girls that you sleep with and there are girls that you bring home to mom and dad.
That is true.
Which is totally true. There's girls that you fool around with and there's girls that you will bring home to the family.
Or you can be both.
You could be both.
I'm just saying.
Hey, that's the way to go. If you can be both, be both.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. I want to be damn good lay. I want to be good in bed, and I still want to be able to be brought home to mom and dad.
Be a lady
but
in the streets,
the thing,
but
though,
a freak in the bed.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But like, that's different though. You don't if you can be that, but you can't give it up on the first night. So
oh,
I can't call
not.
You. I can't call you and have you over and
you
not even try
it.
Like and not even really try that hard. Like, cause like honestly, I'm not really that much of a dog.
Anything worth anything that you really have to try for.
That's like, what, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's worth it, you have to try for it. If you don't have to try for it, then
it's
is
not
it
fun.
Really worth it?
Wait, no. I disagree.
you easy girl. Like, you are so easy.
No, I'm, okay, I'm not, it's
Miss
not.
Loose lips.
Right? Like,
it's not that I'm easy. It's just, like, I've had nights where I have fun, right? Like,
well,
the relationship that I'm in right now, it started off with just, like a hookup. I didn't think I was gonna go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like it was just like us messing around, and then it turned into something more, and now we're dating, you know. So we both kind of we both kind of gave it up to each other, and we were like, all right, whatever. And then we just started liking each other.
Okay, well,
you know,
you're also the exception to most girls.
I am the only exception. Yes,
it depends on the situation.
Yeah,
I think it definitely depends on the situation, who the person is, and what happens during.
But the way I'm saying it is that, like, I had never hung out with this girl before that.
Yeah.
Like, we text a couple times. I had never hung out with her, and she just came over and, like, gave it up.
That's awkward.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
weird.
That's
too easy.
Oh, my God. There's
stop dying.
I got a pepper. It's in my throat. Oh, God, my eyes.
Your nose is like a little bit.
Yep. Oh, God, I need to take another bite.
She's dying over here. She's dying. I don't know. But worst dates. Carly, worst date.
I'm trying to think. I can't really remember a whole lot of worst dates.
Come on. You've been thinking about this since the library studying. What about you, Lo? You have to have something.
More like just awkwardness.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then that's the end of the date.
I feel like that was so like high school, middle school though. Because, like all dates
yeah,
always ended
like,
up with some kind of movie date. Like now you go on a movie date. Now you go on a movie date. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Because you do other things too.
Yeah, like the hand job in movie theater.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's a little more experience. You know, hand jobs, necklace, you know, go at it, whatever.
No, but remember back in the day when, hey, let's go to the movies. Like, hey, you want to make out?
Yeah. Let's not talk at all. I don't know anything about you, but let's go to the movies. So all you do is make out, and then after that, you're like, okay.
I saw Indiana Jones, but I didn't see Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Your parents,
how was
your
the
parents,
movie?
How was
it
the
was
movie?
Good.
Oh, it was really good. You're all reading the previews before you even go to the movie.
You have to look up on Google what it's about.
I used to do that all the time, like read the previews or watch the little trailers before you went, oh, yeah, this part happened. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, this part was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. What else happened? I don't know. I was a little tired.
Wait, I have a bad date. Okay. Well, it wasn't a bad date. It's just something bad that happened during the date. I was at the beach.
She got the necklace everywhere.
I was at this beach. I was at the beach with this guy, and I was trying to be all cute.
There you go. There's your first problem.
Oh my God, it was so embarrassing. And I was like, running around. And there was like the outdoor showers and there was water on the ground. I like turned this corner and I fell and I started crying because it hurt so bad.
You are so bad.
He didn't know what to do. It was so awkward. He was like, are you okay? And I was like, ah. And I was bleeding. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was fudged up.
Horrible.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was super awkward after, because he kept asking if I was okay, and I was like, all right, I'm okay. Like, shut the hell
Stop
up.
Stop asking about it. The more you ask about it, the worse it is.
No,
the
I'm
worse
like,
it is. The awkwardness doesn't go away. Just ignore the problem.
You're making it more and more embarrassing for me that I'm bleeding profusely from my knees.
Not even for a good reason.
Had to come out. That's you know. What she said.
Yeah. DJ Flavor keeps it real.
Yeah. I mean, do we have any more awkward dates?
Oh, I had a date where my dad insisted on meeting the guy before the date. And this guy was like 3 years older than me.
See, I don't see that's and too awkward because my dad like that too.
But it was weird.
I think it's a dad thing.
It was weird because he was like he was so much older than me. I was like trying to impress him. I was like, okay, I want him to make him think I'm old. As my dad drives up in the van to go shake hands with him.
Sometimes that's like some guys
who
are respectful.
They want to meet your father.
I know, but it just made me seem so young, like I was. I was 15, he was 18, and I was like, I was like, damn it, Dad, as I'm picking stuff out of my braces.
Oh, poor MK.
I know, it's bad. Oh, well, still got it in. Just kidding. I was 15. I was 15. I wasn't a whore when I was 15.
Oh,
18 yep. And up, over.
It all went downhill as soon as she became legal.
Yeah. Exactly. A little bit before 18, but it's okay.
Sorry. Okay, it happens. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Just gotta get it done.
Like that?
But, yeah. All
right. Well, any more dates?
Horrible dates?
No.
Carly, Lowe, come on. You guys were texting about this all before the show. You better be giving me something or I'm gonna pull out the conversation on the phone and start reading it. Let's
the
go.
The only awkward date I've ever been on was one of the first dates I've ever been on when I was 16 and I was at the movies. He was like, had his arm around me.
That's your problem, it was a guy and you're gay.
He had his arm around me and he was like, okay, keep in mind this guy's like 6'2". He had his arm around me and my arm was on. No, my arm was on the armrest and his arm was on me. So it was like heavy on me. So my elbow was on the arm. My whole arm was asleep for like an hour. Okay.
I didn't be like, fool, you got to move.
I was so nervous. I couldn't even breathe. I was like, I didn't even say or anything. So after the movie, it took me a good 15 minutes to get my arm to wake up again.
I think your first problem was, sweetheart, that you're out on a date with a guy. He has a penis. You
are
attracted to boobs. You are gay.
This is before the fact.
Penises are gross.
You were always gay. You know you were. I was always gay. I mean, I dated a couple dudes, and I knew I was gay. Like, when I was little, my mom thought that I had this obsession with Jasmine because I wanted to be a princess. But when I look back, I realized that I really wanted to be Aladdin because I was obsessed with Jasmine.
Jasmine's hot.
She's really
she
hot.
Is hot.
Jasmine, and she always wore that belly shirt.
Right?
And I was just like, oh my God, I used to just like watch, like as a little kid. Like,
and her hips were always so tiny and her
oh my God,
butt was
right?
big.
So big.
Right?
Like,
and she had boobs.
Yeah.
And she had boobs.
If she was like a real
Disney
person, she would be a dime.
Yeah.
Disney made you gay.
Disney made me gay. So yeah. That's what we got for dates though.
Woo woo.
Yeah.
Dates, yeah.
Good story.
I don't have any whack dates, I don't think. Like, the...
Yeah, good
no, like, I mean, the movie theater, that's basically... I feel like it's a common. It's just,
yeah,
like,
we
awkward,
babies.
No talking, like... But I don't think I've had, like, a horrible date that I've been on. I mean, there's the awkward silences on first dates sometimes when you go out with a guy and you can tell you're not feeling it or something, and it's just, like, awkward silence. You're like, crap, okay. Think of something that, you know, to talk about.
I have a story of a friend that's really funny. It's not a first date, but it's like a first hookup story. My friend, Mackenzie, she really, really liked this guy for a really long time. And they were at a party and they started hooking up. And the next morning, like, they woke up next to each other. And the reason they woke up is because she farted so loud that it woke both of them up. And she just ran out. She left her phone there. She left, like, her clothes there. And she bought a new phone because she didn't want to call him and ask him to bring it to her because she was so embarrassed. It was like a fatty fart, too. It was bad. She, like, sharted her pants.
Oh, God.
That's awkward. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
That's a bad one.
That is a bad
anything one. That's a bad one.
Anything to do with, like, flatulence, I think, for women is horrible.
Yeah.
Flatulence. When is the appropriate time to fart in front of your boyfriend? Because I still haven't done it, and it's killing me.
You haven't?
No, he farts in front of me all the time, but I'm just like...
you just won't
like
do it?
It's a guy thing, because it's a guy thing.
I just, like, suck it up. I'm like, don't do it, Mary Kate. I can feel it. I'm like, uh-oh. But I just won't. I don't know. I feel like guys get really grossed out. I burp all the time, but I don't fart.
If he's farting in front of you, I think that's... I think that gives you the
it's
okay.
It's all the time. And he Dutch ovened me the other day.
That's how you know it's real.
To wake me up. I was like...
like touching my
it's
nose.
Burning
like,
my oh nose.
If he's that comfortable to do that to you, I'm pretty sure you'd
be fine,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Thanks.
Maybe I'll do it tonight. I just had Mexican food.
Ooh. Well, you do it without even being able to control it. So there you go.
Should get like uncontrollable.
All right, that's all I got.
That's all you got.
That's all I got.
Let's get to the dirty.
The dirty. Yeah. Oh, do I have to do this, though?
You have to do this.
Okay, so...
We're leaving the bad with some good.
Okay, so DJ... Hey.
You don't need no music for
a
this.
A little bit.
Oh, wait, no. Turn the music off. This is nice.
DJ Flava told me that I have to do one of my poems. So this is about that cupcake phase.
That cupcake phase. Everybody's loving that cupcake phase.
That good cupcake phase. You feel me? All right. Okay, ready?
Clear your throat.
Anyways, here we go. See, I've been feeling a little poetic lately, racking my brains trying to get you to date me. I write down things about you so I'll remember, but you still give me shit whenever we're together, and I love the way you giggle when you laugh. It's been on my mind for quite a while, as a matter of fact, and see, I don't want no babies, but you can make me reconsider, but I think first we should go out somewhere nice for dinner, and I'll open doors for you everywhere we go. I'll claim you to everyone I know. We could be quite the duo, swagging together, see, you already know. But, I can't help but get too close, and I say confidently I'm different than the most. There's a lot of things I promise to do, but two of the most important are to stay loyal and true. See, I think you're beautiful like a new pair of J's, and that might be ratchet, so I'm gonna explain it in a different way. I think about you before I go to bed, and I can't seem to ever get you out of my head. Why are you so cute, though? It's just a cute expression, but did I mention that my love is from a different dimension? And I know you're used to the usual, but that shit don't fly with me, because I think no one else can be exactly what I can be. And I want to buy you roses randomly if you're sad. And even though I get a little scared, I want to meet your dad. So I'll hold you close all the time, and if you're mine, I might just have to brag about it, because I ain't been around this good a company in quite a bit. See, I'm just saying it could be it. I'll give you my jacket because you're my little anemic. And I could probably make you smile about 93% of the time, because what's a relationship without little-ass fights? But the other 7%, I'll let you be right so you don't have to go to bed mad at me at the end of the night. So what you say? Hopefully I melted your heart, and I've been feeling you right from the start. Bam! Bars.
Yeah, that 4-1 right there.
Bars!
Yeah, 4-1. 4-1. 4-1. And you wonder why she's DJ
that
Swag.
That was beautiful.
Whew. It was. It bars. Was deep. It was...
Oh, my eyes are getting a little misty.
Yeah. Yep.
Getting a little misty-eyed.
Yeah? A little bit? Did you cry a little bit?
Yep. It's coming out. I don't cry very often. Yes, I do.
I think it's perfect time to take a break. End it on that.
All right. Keep it locked on the air. Radio.dominican.edu.
We be big pimpin' on BLADs. We be big pimpin' down in PAT. It's just that Jigga Man, Pimp C and B-U-N-B. Cause we be big pimpin' spin the cheese. And we be big pimpin' on BLADs. Cause we be big pimpin' in PAT. It's just that Jigga Man, Pimp C and B-U-N-B.
Smoking out, pouring up, keeping lean up in my cup. All my car got leather and wood in my hood, we call it buck. Everybody wanna ball, holler at brawls at the mall. You be up, watch them fall. I can't y'all. If I wasn't rapping, baby, I would still be riding Mercedes. your record tell why they pay me. Now what y'all know about them Texas bars coming down to candy toys, smoking out the noise.
Like she do, ooh, she do me, yeah, she does. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Baby girl, you know my situation, and sometimes I know you get impatient, but you don't put on a show to get ovations. Take it to court and go through litigations, and I respect your gangster. Treat you like a princess and put some on your neck to thank you. She's my pinch hitter. When the starting lineup ain't playing right, I come off the bench with her. It might sound like I'm gassing ya, but it takes time to get from the backseat to the passenger. We've been creeping and sneaking just to keep it from leaking. We so deep in our freaking and we don't sleep on the weekend. Wifey's a little bit uptight, wonder why I keep coming home in the middle of the night. It'll be alright, if y'all bump heads, it'll be a fight. But I said it'll be alright, come on.
I really wanna be with you, wanna be real with you. I can't leave you alone, and I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life, I already got a wife. I can't leave you alone, and I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go.
You ain't never step out of line or get out of pocket, so I made sure canary sit out your locket to protect you. I get out and cock it, and you know the barrel of my big enough to spit out a rocket. Oh, you gon' play dumb if cops do come through. I gotta keep the top up if my drop do come through. But I know the boutiques and shops you run through, so I cop her one and cop you one too. You always get a daily page, weekly ring. Plus you ain't too shy to do them freaky things. I ain't gotta put a band on your finger. I worry about you telling the whole world I'm your man while I'm Springer. At first you was something I denied, something I would slide just to do something in the ride. But shorty, it's something you provide, cause the entree ain't as good without something on the side, you know.
I really wanna be with you, wanna be real with you. I can't leave you alone, and I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life, I already got a wife. I can't leave you alone, and I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go.
I might be leaving the earth soon. My girl gon' kill me if she smell a scent of your perfume. It's gon' be a clip toss if I go back with stains of your lip gloss on my throwback. She won't care if I'm a platinum rapper, if she catch me with an empty magnum wrapper. So keep it on the down low, call the car seller. You seen what happened with Mr. Big and R. Kelly.
You know I can't forget. Anytime that she can stay for you, I'm share with you.
I'll be real with you. I can't leave you alone. And I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life. I already got a wife. I can't leave you alone. And I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go.
quickie.
Play quickie?
Play
all
quickie.
Right.
Play quickie.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me do it. Let me get there. I got to get there. So we're back. The Monday hangover. You know, we got a few more minutes left. Real quick, before we finish, we want to get really raunchy.
Super
the goal,
raunchy.
The goal
extremely
since,
raunchy.
Since this is the last show, the goal is to get as nasty as possible.
Without getting caught.
Which is my favorite.
Yeah. This is going to be inspired by DJ Lucky because she has loose lips. So DJ Lucky, go ahead.
Okay. So everyone knows that I'm pretty much bisexual. I'm not really, but I feel like I am.
Wait, time out. Time out. Time out.
Please.
Play it.
Oh, oh. Yep.
Getting that quickie.
Yeah, you like that? That shit gets you on, huh?
Quickies are the best.
Yeah.
They are.
Okay. Okay. Should I keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. So
I'm just going to keep playing this one through.
So I was asking Noelle earlier, what does it really take to hook up with a girl? And I'm not talking about hook up like
quickie.
Make out. I'm talking about hook up like
full on hook up.
Like full on lesbian hookup.
Let's
like
be
that
honest.
Good, good.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I want to know what it takes to finger a girl. I want to know what it takes to eat out a girl.
Okay.
And I want details. Okay. And I want to know every.
I just want to say.
Technique.
Sorry, mom, if you're listening. so I'm going to walk you through this real quick.
So all
quick.
The guys
this
out
is,
there can take
this
notes.
This is crash course. Listen.
Wait. Start with like how your hands get down there.
Okay. So you obviously, you got to build up. You got to build up. You can't just go for it. This is like one of the guys' major issues is that they always just jump in for it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got to get a girl on. Because I was talking to my boy Spencer at work, and Spencer actually has a very good love life. He gets with a ton of girls, like, and girls hit him up for sex.
So
like, that's
like
how good
whore?
He is. No, but the thing is that girls hit him up for sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's such a good lay. That chicks like hit him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I feel like as a dude, that's quite the accomplishment because not a lot of girls are like just hitting them up for sex. You know, they want something. No, like he's literally so good that they just want to hit him up for sex.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going back and forth. And what we were talking about is that when you can get a girl on, the minute you can turn a girl on by making them out, like making out with them, feeling on them, all this stuff, you got to play with the boobs. The boobs are serious, right? Chicks love that.
Mm-hmm.
Chicks love it. You can't forget about them, okay?
They're very important.
They're up there too, all right? They're there for you too, okay?
They're your friends.
They're your friends. So so you got to get them on. The minute you get them going, though, it's usually the hip thrust.
Uh-huh.
When you feel the hip thrust, that's when you're going in.
Okay.
Okay.
So when you feel, is it like a slow hip thrust?
Yeah, like usually it's like a slow.
Like an arc of the back?
It's an arc. It's definitely
okay.
An arc.
Yeah, I know
a
what
little,
you're talking about.
A little arc, then maybe a thrust forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a
yeah.
Little spank?
Yeah.
No spanking?
No, that's weird. Don't do that.
Spanking's weird.
I'm trying to teach you. Okay.
Okay.
Don't
all right.
Get sidetracked. And then when you go down there, right? Two preferably. Two, right?
Two fingers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not one. I mean, that's, what is that handling? That's doing nothing.
Wait,
for
which
you.
Two fingers? The pointer in the middle?
Duh.
Okay.
What do you thought? Your pinky finger and your ring finger? Like,
I don't know. One in the stinker? No?
No. So there's also this little spot up top, right? It's like when you're in, it's up.
So like you put your finger in and then you like...
It's like
a little. It's like you're telling someone to come to you.
Yes,
like literally telling someone
but
to come
though,
to you.
Two though. It's like a little come here. It's like a little hey.
Like a little tickle.
Hey, it's like our little hey. You know how we say
our
hey?
Little hey.
Yeah, but it's backwards.
But it's backwards.
It's like
so a little, yeah. a little tickle.
Yeah.
All right.
You got that?
Okay. So two fingers in. Do I turn them to the side?
It's like a.
You
or
want,
do
I keep them?
You want if your finger. It depends. It depends.
Uh huh.
It depends what feels good for her at the time. But to start, you want to go in.
Uh huh.
Fingers facing you.
I love how we can do facial. Wait.
So yeah. Do I. So whatever.
For those of you who can't see the visuals going on right now. Damn,
okay.
I wish you were with us.
Okay. I'm gonna. Okay.
This is why it's a good thing we don't video our show.
Noelle.
Yes.
Okay. Here's my vagina.
I can't see. Can
so
you hold
here?
It up higher? Can
here?
You hold it up higher, MK?
Okay. Wait. Here's my vagina.
We're
do
here?
I go in this way or this way?
No, you're going
do
to
go. Do I go with? Do I go width or do I go skinny?
You gotta go up.
You gotta go up.
Oh, wait, this way.
You gotta go up into it. Yeah,
that way. I did not tell my mom to listen to that.
If this is the vagina, like up right in here.
Do I go for like an angle, like a
tampon? Yeah. No, listen, yeah. Up right in here, this is where the G is. A lot of guys don't know that. So when you go in and you curl.
Carly just got a boner.
Oh, yeah. She totally did. That's awesome. No. So when you go in, you gotta pull up. It's like a little, like, pull it, like a little, yeah, like a that. Little pull.
Yeah. Get in that little wall and pull.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So that's what you need to know for fingering.
Well, no, I need to know more than that.
Well, I know. But okay. So what else do we need to know?
Like the pace?
It depends. Sometimes, like, if you start out, it's like a start out slow, go fast, get slow again. Start out slow, go fast, get slow again sort of thing.
Yeah.
It also depends on the girl. Yeah.
Because sometimes girls just
can
like.
Can you do three?
Yeah, you can. It depends. But if you have to do three, then that's saying something about the girl.
Yeah. Loose Miss lips. Loose lips.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I mean, you.
That's a lot.
I mean, three width wise, or you can kind of just crunch the three together.
That's still.
No, but look, if I do this.
I feel like that would be so uncomfortable. Yeah. You get a finger cramp.
I'm telling you, it's better, and two is better for mobility. Like, you can do more with two. Three, it gets a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever do a shocker?
No.
No.
A lot of, you can't just throw that in. You know? You can't just say, hey, yeah, surprise. That's not, girls don't like that.
Pinker and the stinker.
None of those. Anyways.
I feel like she really wants to try it because that's the third time she said that.
I do. She might like it, actually. You know what, James? You might have to throw a shocker in.
Do you know that the man's G-spot is actually in their butthole?
Yes. Yeah. Why do you think gay men are so erotic?
Yeah.
I mean, people knock on gay men all the time, but they have the best spot.
Oh, yeah. They know what's up.
Anyways.
Okay, and
so after that, okay, whatever, you're doing your thing, yes. And now she's, like, ready to go. Now, at this point, if you're doing my technique,
was she arcing the back a lot?
It was the arc in the back. It's also when they start riding a little bit too, right?
Okay.
Yeah. That's when you know. So that's when you can start heading for the necklace.
For the necklace.
Yeah.
Do you kind of go down slowly? Like, you start with the boobs?
Well, of course.
Okay.
You can't just jump right into it. Are you a guy?
She's wanting detail. Detail for detail.
I've never hooked up with a girl before.
I
don't suck on my boyfriend's boobs on the way down.
Yeah. Oh, maybe kiss here and there, you know, kiss, bite, down, but don't.
No, I just go for this is the last kiss I'm going to get because you're not going to give me a kiss after I do this for you.
Yeah.
And then I go down.
Wait, okay, but that's another thing we need to talk about. I hate it when you do that for somebody and they're like, oh, I'm not going to kiss you.
Yeah, no. Right? If I'm going to do that for you, you're going to
kiss
me.
You're
going to kiss
me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're going to kiss me.
Like, but then again, time out. If you're doing it and then you finish and they're like, oh, no, don't kiss me, you're not doing it right. Because you should be doing it so good that they're like, oh my God, get back up here so that I can just make out with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just, arr. Yeah.
I have to reconsider my tactics. I'm obviously not doing something right if he doesn't want to kiss me.
Yeah, no. You make sure he wants to kiss
you. That bugs me so much. It's like, but it's yours. It's yours. Like,
I know.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have an issue with
The fact that, because if they go down on you and then they're like, oh, don't kiss me after you go down on them. It's like, but you just kissed mine. Like, you know what I mean?
What's
like,
the difference?
What's it like, yeah, whatever.
Wait, I have one question about the fingering.
Okay.
Back to the standard thing.
What do you do with your other hand?
I don't know. You could go up for some boob action.
Some boob action.
You know, we're going to get in so much trouble for this show.
It's your last one. It's okay.
This is awesome. Yeah, boob action.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean.
You're still doing the hand motion.
You get a little bit like this.
It's a boob.
It's a freaking
visual. So it's this. So it's the top.
Oh, my God.
it's this right here, right? Yeah.
Wait. With the finger, are you going? Are you doing full finger, or are you doing?
You get a little up down, up down, up down, right? In out. But then,
or
like
are you
a little,
bending them?
Yeah.
Are you bending?
Bend them a little bit.
Okay. Not what about pressure, fingernail length? Does fingernail?
If you have fingernails, then stop it.
Really?
Yeah, it's so kind of dangerous. You don't want to tear that up.
Acrylics aren't wanted when fingering.
If I see a girl with acrylics, I get scared.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm like, you
can
know
you
what?
Switch?
Yeah, of course you can. I tend to be better with my right. Sometimes there's more, like, it's all about the hand. What do you write with?
I write with my right hand.
Okay, so you know what? I'd say that you're a righty.
Dominant.
I say you're a righty.
Dominant the finger. Yes. Fingering hand. Dominant hand, the fingering hand. Left boob, right vagina.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. So what's the process of eating out?
Okay.
What do I do after the finger?
All I have to say. All I have to say about the eating out. No. The thing is about the eating out is like, don't be a little bitch about it.
Okay? Just go full out.
You just have to eat that like it's
A lollipop.
Like it was Taqueria San Jose tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, don't be shy. You're like already down there.
Like you were getting that Jello. You can't.
When you don't
have a spoon, you know what I'm talking about.
Give me that Jello shot out.
Oh, the Jello shot.
The Jello shot. We gotta swirl it out and lick it up.
You Jello shot.
No, you know you can't do this. Like I hate it when people are just like the little
ice cream cone.
The noise.
like what is that? Like what is that though?
Do you
what
like,
is that gonna do for me?
Do you like slurp? Like
no. No, but you do like you do have to like I mean full fledged you know you there's the whole part, you know? It's not just like
do you like go you just around?
Need it.
Do you like
you, no, you just need it up
oh,
and down.
I just licked the mic. That's dirty. I don't know what's been on that mic.
Beacon. No, so you have to get like a full head motion.
Oh, so the head yes. like nods.
And like, yes, and like the whole tongue too. Don't be shy.
What do you do with your hands? I don't know what to do with my hands.
No, you can keep with the motion.
Wait, yes. Wait, fingering.
Yes.
Wait,
that gets you. That so, that one. That's
so boob finger lick.
Got it on video. What is going on with life right now?
So. Just it's like. I can't even keep a straight face. Oh my god, this is awesome.
So wait. So left hand.
There are so many people blowing me up right now for this.
My phone keeps vibrating too. I'm just ignoring it.
Oh god.
Oh, too busy recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too busy recording.
So it's like it's a good at the same time. You know what I mean? Like at the same time. So you're doing right. We move down, but we're not stopping.
Can you do your head side to side too? Can
yes.
you get like a little like.
Yeah.
Like a motorboat.
Did you just motorboat a vagina?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
No, you can motorboat. But first you got to get it going. I mean, pay lots of attention to, you know, the little thing. It's important. I don't want to say it. I don't know if it's appropriate.
The bean.
Anything we're talking about right now.
Yeah. You need to pay a lot of attention to that little guy.
Yeah.
And then once you get that little guy going, you just.
Okay. Wait.
Don't be shy. Just get all up in it.
So you start off just like kind of caressing the bean. And then you just smother the bean.
Yes. You got to let the bean breathe a little bit. But then when the bean doesn't want to breathe, you just go all out.
Okay.
Oh my God. Emily is on the floor.
Oh my God. So any more questions? Wrap this up.
Real quick.
Yeah. Just remember though, all at the same time.
Okay, and how do you know when it's over?
By that time, you get a good head grab and usually a good scream and then a shake. It's like a sort of shake.
Okay.
Yeah, and all that's right. When you know, oh, yep, it happened. I win.
Okay.
You did your job.
Hashtag right. Winning.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I'm a little nervous.
You know what? If you want, I'll be there for you.
Ooh.
The first time.
Okay.
We can find somebody for you.
All right. I'm stoked.
So.
Wow. Thanks for that lesson.
No problem.
That was intense.
Gay Club Thursday.
Gay Club Thursday.
That's your mission.
Yeah. That was good.
My boyfriend would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Don't tell him.
Who cares?
Wow.
You're your own person.
Relationship of trust.
Tell him, but who cares? So you're going out with a bunch of girls. Yeah. Tell him Noelle's gonna be there.
And just say, hey, I ate out a girl tonight, James.
What would he think about that?
Hey, if she's really good, sweetheart, I'll bring her home next time. Just promise him a threesome. There you go. He'll be perfectly fine.
All right, you guys, we need to wrap this up.
Whew, you gotta sing for us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't even really know where my head's at right now.
It's in that motion.
Yes.
Ew.
Remember though, remember, none of this.
No ice cream cone.
No, like.
yeah. And don't be afraid to get your face in
can
it.
Can you go like aggressive? Like.
You could. All right. Okay. That was a good talk. Okay. Whew.
I'm too done with life right now.
Final thoughts. Anyone?
I have none.
Anyone? Final thoughts. I'm excited for this adventure that I was just taught about.
Just getting eaten out sounds good right now. That's basically what
word.
It is.
Got Dom too hyped up.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
James.
Final thoughts is I'm happy that Loose Lips was here because no one else would have got that raunchy with me.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that you were there for me for that.
Yeah.
And anyone, any listeners listening, don't judge us. We keep it live. Keep it
and
real.
And if you want to hear more stuff like that, my show is this Wednesday from 9 to 10.
And I might have to come in.
And Noelle will definitely be coming in. Yeah. We'll be talking about more raunchy stuff.
Okay. All right.
Calm yourself.
Okay, I have to sing a song on the uke tonight. This goes out to Emily Lane on the floor. Oh, God.
Too stressed out for life.
You guys ready for this?
Ready.
Alright. Let me tell you about this girl that I know. Loves hip hop and rock and roll, and that's cool with me. She's so unique, but I'm just really trying to keep it real. Forget about the words, girl. How do you feel about anything? Just talk to me, cause really doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you sing or play guitar. Yeah, superstar, fancy car, big house. I just wanna know what you're really about. Cause the beauty in your eyes makes me realize the most important thing is to have you in my life, girl. Can't list about material things, cause you and your love is all that matters to me. Yeah. Yeah? You feel that one?
Feel that one.
A little verse too?
Yeah.
Alright. And I can't even find the words to say. P.S. I think about you every day. You as my wife. Yes, my whole life, girl. We just really need to slow it down. Just live it up. Enjoy it now. Each day and night. You by my side, girl. Really doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you sing or play guitar. Yeah, superstar, fancy car, big house. I just wanna know what you're really about. Cause the beauty in your eyes makes me realize the most important thing is to have you in my life, girl. Careless about material things, cause you and your love is all that matters to me. Yeah.
That's how you get those women.
That's how you get that. All right. It's been real.
It has been real. Super real.
It's been real fun.
It's been amazing.
Love y'all.
It's been an amazing season.
Yes. I'm going to miss y'all. Hopefully next year we might have one. If we do, we'll definitely let you guys know. You'll be finding out. But the Monday Hangover will always go down in infamy for that last talk right there.
It will.
Yeah.
That was a great last talk.
It's been fun, guys.
It's been amazing.
Should I take him out?
Should you take him out.
Hey, know what?
Take it out big.
It's the Monday Hangover. DJ Swag, DJ Flavor. We do it big every single time we come out. We love our fans. Everybody's so good to us. We, you know, all of our friends always listening. All our family always listening. We have amazing guests all the time. Carly, Lowe, Emily's on the ground crying right now. DJ Lucky. DJ Lucky is the best. So you need to keep it locked because radio.dominican.edu is where it's at. And like I said, next year if we have one, we'll let you know. Stay blessed.
Lying beside here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so.